those of you who may be new to our congregation, I'll pass along a piece of information that when we receive our Sunday collection each Sunday morning, it all goes out the door. We designate for various organizations, both within our larger community or within our Unitarian Universalist family, who are seeking in one way or another to advance our Unitarian Universalist principles, which is to say we don't use any of it for our operating budget. And when we begin a new round of collections, we invite someone from the organization that we are supporting to come speak to us for a few moments about what that organization is about and how the money they are received is going to be will be used. For the last several years now, this congregation has been a member congregation of the Granite State Organizing Project. GSOP is really an organization of organizations in southern New Hampshire, congregations, civic organizations, labor unions, and the like. It's a way of bringing people together to have a common voice on the issues of concern in such areas as affordable housing, access to health care, and the like. It's been my privilege to serve as the board of this organization as their first vice president. Another of our members, Tess George, is the convener of the Nashua group, the three subgroups in it, Nashua, Manchester, and over in Milton, South Hegan. I've only lived there for 20 years, I still can't see that. Right. And from that area also, we're very pleased to have with us today Ruth Levine. Ruth is the president of the board of the Granite State Organizing Project. She's a member of our sister congregation, the UU Church over in Milford. Ruth, welcome. And come and tell us a little bit about the GSOP. I hope I didn't say too much already. I didn't want to take anything away from what you had.
Thank you, Reverend. That's wonderful. I'm so glad to be back here and to be talking with you again, bringing you an update. We have 30 members, dues-paying members of Granite State Organizing Project. And as Steve was saying, there are churches and unions and other community groups. And we organize together for change in the communities that we represent. We get together and we decide what issues we're concerned about, and then we find something very specific to work for so that there's change. We are not a service organization, and we don't simply advocate. We want to see change in the communities. We are much stronger together. When you think of UU churches in the state, there aren't very many of us, but when we join together with other congregations and other interested groups, we're much, much stronger. There are many more of us. The Nashua group, under the leadership and organization of Tess George, worked to organize parents and church members to obtain $100,000 funding from Representative Hodes to continue your very important literacy program that has served the children and the families of your community. And so this is a great victory. Thank you, Tess, and thank all of you for the work you've done. In the South Hegan Valley, we've been looking at working for non-emergency medical transportation. In Manchester, they've been working to free the affordable housing of lead paint poisoning to get some legislation passed. And this was accomplished in the last session. The parents and the students and the schools also worked together to build a communication and support for the children in the schools in Manchester. And they're doing some voter registration work in Manchester as well. We also, just a few weeks ago, had a presidential primary action in Manchester. And it wasn't quite as we expected, but we invited all of the presidential candidates, but none chose to come. So undaunted, we decided that if they weren't going to come to us, we would go to them. So we got on two buses, and we went to seven campaign headquarters in the city and delivered our questions and a letter describing our concerns and the issues that we had concerns about. And it was It was a very interesting and helpful process. We sang together and we prayed together. We were more than 100 people in attending each of the offices. I think we were giving the message to them that if you don't come to us, if you don't deal with us, we will come to you, and we're not going away. I think that the hope of this event was to get the issues that are important to us, housing, health care, good schools, wage, fair jobs, and immigration issues. We wanted to get those on the national agenda because so many of them need to be dealt with at that level to bring change that's going to help all of us. The Granite State Organizing Project is privileged to be under the umbrella of InterValley Project, which is New England-wide. And we also work cooperatively with other groups in New England with the New England Joint Action for the federal budget as a moral document recently. And for the presidential primary, we're also joined with the Center for Community Change. And so we had people coming from New York City and Philadelphia to our event, and it was wonderful to do that work together, to all stand together and know that we were concerned about the same issues. It's a very powerful feeling opportunity to work like this. And we welcome any of you who are interested in joining us. We are looking to find our common ground to express our community values and to spread those further as we do our work. I really love this work. I find as a UU that it's a great opportunity to go out and find people who are different and to know that when they tell me their story and I tell them my story, that we care about each other and we're building community in a broader way, a community of communities. And so it feels like a very, very important and valuable thing to be doing. So thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for that very wonderful presentation. Now, to support our ongoing work with the Granite State Organizing Project, we'll be receiving our outreach collection both on this Sunday and next Sunday to support this very worthy effort on many of our parts. So let us receive our outreach collection.